This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide, taking your phone calls right now. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? That'd be Patrick in Florida. Go ahead, Patrick and Reuben.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, brother. Thanks for calling today.
I appreciate you, Alex. I've been listening to you for about 12 years, and this is the first time ever I have ever felt compelled to call in.
Well, good to have you here, brother. I feel very compelled right now, too, believe me.
I hear you. Hosea 4:6, I'll just start that out. My people shall perish for lack of knowledge. I think that's really the overarching tent over this world right now.
Yeah, we've got less than 1% dying, and it's like it's the end of the world while the real economy dies and while 30 million people are set to starve to death. The UN admits in the next few months, people go, so what? They need to die to stop the virus when the virus hadn't even killed 200,000 people worldwide.
Yep. Now, I heard your interviews with David Icke. I saw his interview with Brian Rose. I do know that you kind of disagree on some of the things he talks about. But in my view, and I'm going to explain, I'm going to try to be like laser focused here and get to all these points. In my view, he's actually 100% dead on. But let me add some things which he did not talk about. And what I want to talk about today is the whole topic of virology itself from the start and where we are today. To get us to where we are with COVID-19. I'm not a virologist. I'm not an immunologist. I am not any of those things.
Brother, don't preface it while you're on air. Just get to it.
Yes, sir. Okay. We always question the government narrative about every subject. Have we ever questioned, really, the narrative about virology as a whole? So let's start. At the beginning, virology was started by Louis Pasteur. He said in the late 1880s, I've got these molecules. They're 100 times smaller than bacteria. They make you sick. Funny thing is, electron microscope wasn't even created for 50 years. He could never have known that. And he was exposed 100 years after the fact by Gerard Giessen in the book The Private Science by Louis Pasteur. So let me move on from there.
No, you're right. All of this is based on stuff where they make science fit into what was already a school of thought and believed. We do know there are these little particles out there. Of course, there were smaller particles. That was hard to predict. But then now they're trying to make everything comport to the relationship they originally gave it.
You got it. Have you ever heard of Dr. Stefan Lanka?
Tell me about it.
Okay. Stefan Lanka, German biochemist. A couple years back, he put up a $100,000 bounty for anybody in the world that could prove to him in court that the measles virus exists. Stefan Lanka, he's out of Germany. You can look this up. So I went to court. A guy named David Barton challenged him, another doctor, and said, hey, I'm going to prove it. Lower court said, Mr. Lanka, you got to pay him $100,000.
No, I remember this now.
Not so fast. It got put up to the German Supreme Court that doctor and a bunch of his colleagues, other experts, could never prove that the virus could ever exist. So then we have the MMR they've been shooting kids with for how many decades, for a virus that they cannot even prove exists, okay?
Well, sir, I mean, look, we all argue about viruses and all this. They're caught adding things to vaccines and the classified secret testing. The constant gardeners about that is fictitious. You know, it's a fictional deal. It's all the admissions of secret testing by major governments, including lethal ones on people, are confirmed. So why do we trust groups that have done secret lethal testing that Bill Gates' father was involved in on record? And then Bill Gates says he wants to kill everybody, and now he wants to put something in us. See, everybody always ignores all the elephants in the room. Whether we argue that the viruses are the way they say they are, or viral spread is the way everyone always debates what can't be proven. What we know is they've been caught adding stuff in these injections that has nothing to do with the supposed pathogen they're trying to create immunity for. So that, to me, is the gigantic enchilada. Thank you, Patrick. But yeah, all of it's open for discussion. How dare anyone say we shouldn't have a discussion? Anybody that says we shouldn't have David Icke on, or we shouldn't have David Knight on, or we shouldn't have Dr. Boyle on, or we shouldn't have anybody on, is a cult member. And I'm not in some damn cult, and I'm not on the payroll of Big Pharma. We'll be right back. I'm on the payroll of people. Stay with us.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods and InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've got to move quick because I got one more big news item I need to hit before David Knight comes in and takes over today. He's got some things to say. But EJ in California, then Ruben in Texas. EJ, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I sure can. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. So I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. You woke me up to the double narrative in 2011 with Fukushima. And I know I'm not supposed to thank you, but without leadership and without vision, the Bible says the people perish. And I hate to think where we the people would be without you guys courageously.
EJ, I just want to thank you. And look, I mean, I'm glad I've been here. I'm glad I was awake. I just don't want to make it like these other talk shows. Like I heard Limbaugh, and God bless him. I hope he beats the cancer. But he's like, if Trump did a good job, I might give him my show. Do you want to come audition? And it's that arrogance, man. We're under total attack. And so I'm fighting back against evil. That's not some special thing. Like if somebody walked at me at a picnic at the park and started attacking my children, I'm going to fight them really hard. I might get my ass kicked, but I'm about to try to kill them. And I don't want my wife to say, man, you're really... I would expect my wife to say, hey, good job. I expect her to go, yeah, you did what you're supposed to. In fact, if I need help, I expect her to join in. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not heroic to fight exterminists coming for you. It is the default position. Does that make sense, EJ?
It totally does.
Sorry, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, yesterday I woke up with a scratchy throat and decided to stay home from work and called my IT department, and the person who was helping to set me up remotely lives in the Philippines. And so I started making small talk and asked her how she was experiencing COVID-1984. And she lives just north of Manila. And she started telling me that she's only able to leave her house once a week and that a local official in a mask comes to her door, gives her a piece of paper so she can leave her house.
Oh, yeah, I read that. The Philippines has the worst martial law on the planet. You leave your house for like 2 hours once a week.
Yeah, she has to go onto Facebook. So they tell her when to leave her home.
Well, you talk about job security for the cops and bureaucrats, man. I mean, this is a disgusting wet dream where you can't go to the park unless they say so. Disgusting.
Exactly. And it's huge.
By the way, I guarantee you Robert Barnes is going to sue where this woman got arrested. Stories on InfoWars.com.
Awesome. But, yeah, she was saying that if they're caught violating the order, that they're arrested and taken to a public holding square for, like, 6 hours where, for quote, they have to be there, sit there for lectures and contemplation. And so she was telling me, too, that the district that she lives in, they created what's called the rat challenge, where people who go to the wet markets will get paid a reward for whoever catches and traps the most rats in order to keep the markets clean. And I was just sitting there thinking, this sounds like Nazi Germany, and I was feeling so bad for her. And then I realized, wait a second, that's going to be us unless we take a stand now. And so I just wanted to say I decided this week to come out of the closet as an info warrior and started posting your articles and started sharing the truth. And it's just like the prophet Jeremiah, I feel like, who said you can only hear the truth for so long before it comes with fire in your bones and you have to share it. And I just, you're right, Alex, courage is contagious, because I've started posting and sharing the truth with my friends. They've started sharing the articles too. And you're right, we are the answer. And thank you too for creating the Open America website. I've been trying to log on for since yesterday, and there's like a pop-up window that says the site is blocked due to it being a security threat. So I don't know what's going on there, but I'm just trying to get information in to be able to attend a rally in Sacramento that I heard Owen mention, and was hoping to come join you guys in Austin, but I don't know if there's...
Well, we're not a big company, so once we get stuff launched, it usually does pretty good, but I'm getting a lot of calls about people not being able to go to the website. I just try as best I can. It's a real frustration point, believe me. But we're going to have a big rally here. It's Saturday in Austin. There are going to be rallies all over the country. It's very, very important. But the point you get at there is that there is a chain reaction happening, like Jeremiah with the fire in the bones, and it's a beautiful thing. And we have to do it now because all the denial is over. This is world government out in the open. They admit the vaccine wouldn't protect you from this anyways. Then what is it? Well, he says, oh, it's going to have a digital ink. So you'll have a new Microsoft computer code to buy and sell. And then literally, if you go to Band.video or InfoWars, any article about the Mark of the Beast, there's all these people going, you're going to hell, Jones. You're a false prophet. This is not Mark of the Beast. We are raptured first. And they're never going to fight the Mark of the Beast because they believe the rapture ideology that they don't have to face the devil or go through this. And so they support Bill Gates. They support Satan. And they're so mad at me because they can't believe they're not going to get teleported out. The Revelation says the dead in Christ are raised up after the devil is bound and put into the pit by the archangel. A five-year-old could read that. And I'm not bashing Christians that watch all the big shows of Left Behind and want to believe all this, but they're all going to take the mark. They're all going to submit to the beast. They're going to turn their kids over to the pedophiles, too. Their churches are going to put chips in them. They go, oh, it's of the Lord. Oh, your love chip. And I'm not being sarcastic because it can't be the mark because they're going to be raptured. You understand? Thank you, EJ. I really appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ruben in Texas. Ruben, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
Real quick, before I get to my point, I just wanted to say if it wasn't for you hammering the Chi-Com, hammering or just bringing communism and its bloody history to our attention over the years. It was 2012 where I started listening. So just appreciate that, man. But yeah, to get to my point, I woke up this morning, Austin, Texas. I'm listening to the Travis County scanner, right? And I hear a report come in from a dispatcher saying that a customer at a local privately owned I think tool shop or something along those lines had reported another customer for not wearing a mask. And, so the dispatcher is asking officers, hey, can we do anything about that? And then the officers was responding, well, you know, if it wasn't management making the complaint, then we can't really, we'll have to look into it, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, hey, the snitching has commenced. It's begun. It's scary to see the self-shackling of my fellow men in Austin, Texas. I'm not even from Texas, man. I'm from West L.A. I came out here to do film and acting, but, man, what a mistake. But
this is like the worst of L.A. here now. But notice, it's like the burqa. Like, we're worried about women wearing burqas. We all have to wear this burqa to show the shame that we're a human and we could be a carrier. We're a bad person.
Right, right. And I have people close to me on the West Coast, man, that actually are in the military, and they went to the commissary this morning, and the commissary being the grocery store on base. And, you know, one of them was wearing a mask and they lifted it up to simply take a deep breath and were berated right then and there, you know, reminded to wear their mask. There's MPs all outside the commissary, dude. It's nuts. But,
And again, it's all the bureaucracy and you have less than 0.1% dying from it in L.A. County, but people don't care. And meanwhile, they're going to get the depression. They're going to get bankruptcy. They're going to be homeless. They don't care. It's so much fun to go suppress the American people. The good news is the governor's waking up in Texas. And when Owen was out there Saturday demonstrating outside the Capitol grounds, as he's making it a permit to be on the Capitol grounds, state police said, no, come up here, do it here. The governor wants you to. So the governor and Trump know what's happening. They're fighting it, brother. God bless you, Ruben. All right, David Knight's supposed to take over. Because I wanted him to come in today and be able to talk about some of the stuff he's been covering. He knows weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. when I come on. He'll be here. But I've got one more segment, so he'll co-host with me next segment. And then he'll take over for a couple segments ahead of the war room with Owen Schroyer. But Ryan, Tara, and Sonny, I keep saying this. It's not anybody's fault. I guess I forget every day when we take calls. Is there a way to get their name and number into Mara? Have we ever done that, John, where we actually call the callers back? As we are calling callers back the next day. Could we all get them on as guests at 11:30 tomorrow? Then it's up to you to make me at 11:30 talk to Sonny, Tara, and Ryan. All three of them get like 5 minutes. We love them. We appreciate them holding for, you know, one person an hour and something minutes, another person an hour and 19 minutes. But I tried as best I could. We got to go to break. David Knight is coming up. But I got to hit this predicted programming piece. Well, there's actually a couple of them we're going to hit. Spirit cooking over a decade ago on The Simpsons. How that ties into a huge satanic ritual at the 2012 Olympics. We'll get David Knight in here with me to talk about that next segment, and then he will take over for two segments here today. But what huge news, what massive news that the L.A. Health Department says you've got less than 0.1% chance of dying if you get COVID-19.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Simpsons aired a piece about spirit cooking, where you chop up little children, grind them into sausages, and eat them. Hitler had his blood taken and put in little sausages. He had the higher levels of the SS take, like it was priced blood. And with this devil worshiper lady, the New York Times has been promoting, attacking us for criticizing, you know, she bloodlets herself and people drink her blood, but she says it's not Satanism, David Knight.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing to see here. Just move on.
Before you take over, I wanted to just hit this because this has been really hot on the internet. We covered it back 8 years ago. Predictive programming. Internet notes eerie similarities between 2012 Olympic opening ceremony. We'll roll some B-roll of that. And coronavirus pandemic. This is mass pandemics. Look at the Spanish flu in 1918. A Grim Reaper over them. And then after, it even shows the Grim Reaper right there lording over small children. And destroying them, the earth is reborn and a new age of goodness begins when the Grim Reaper kills the children in their beds. And there's even a big COVID type cold virus. It is a coronavirus right there at the center of it. Why do you think they flaunt such things like this?
Well, you see this type of stuff all the time in terms of symbolism that they have at the CERN, center when they had their bizarre opening ceremony that they had there. But this is very specific, isn't it? I hadn't seen this yet. This is pretty amazing. Grim Reaper and the COVID-19.
And a symphony of death killing the children.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because, you know, Michael Moore has come out with his new documentary called Planet of the Humans. And he says, you know, we were lied to about all this renewable energy and everything. It's bunk. And these people are just doing this to make money. Imagine that. He kind of figured that out finally. But his end solution is, of course, the same thing. Kill all the kids. Don't have any more children. Right? We've got to reduce the population.
And look at this. This is 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Thrones with witches flying around on brooms, killing children and sucking them into a black hole. Keep going.
Well, you know, it's always the same solution, isn't it? It doesn't matter whether it's a coronavirus or whether it is the, that's just amazing. It doesn't matter if it's the coronavirus.
It's always child sacrifice. Look, the Grim Reaper is drawing the child up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, 50 years ago, the first Earth Day, they were talking about we're going to have global cooling. It was going to be a new ice age, so we had to kill all the kids. And it was immediately as global warming. They did a complete 180, but the solution remained the same. No matter
it is,
always
save the surprise. And see, that's what this all is world. And the Pope says we deserve to die. It's for the earth. They're openly giving us their one world religion, their carbon tax, shutting our economy off. And when we submit, we believe we're saving our economy. We're destroying our economy, David.
Yeah, you know, he said we've sinned against the earth. And there were a lot of Orthodox Catholics that pointed out back in the fall when they earth worship. They even brought in this Pachamama, I think, from the Amazon. They had a bunch of Orthodox Catholics threw it in the river there. But now he's saying we've offended the earth. And this is basically what we've seen from Aaron Darnofsky and Jennifer Lawrence, you know, when they did Mother! Exclamation mark. But, you know, Alex, when he's talking about this and talking about carbon taxes, of course, he's also coming from the liberation theology, you know, the Marxism.
Communism.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
And Lord Moshkin broke it down that if they had the 50% carbon cuts by 2025, it'd be a billion dead. Well, the UN admits, instead of 10 million dying this year, it'll be 30 million, the UN says, with the lockdown. So that's 20 extra million dead, but who cares?
That's right.
For the earth anyways, David, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. They're going to do that by shutting down the food supply and also shutting down energy. You got AOC celebrating the fact that, you know, you had negative prices on some futures contracts on oil.
She loves to see a shutdown is good of the earth.
Yeah.
Even though Venezuela is causing mass deaths of their own people. Since we mentioned it, here's more predictive programming. Again, right here you have the Grim Reaper overlooking children with little Grim Reapers grabbing them and killing them and giving them to him. And it's being worshipped at the London Games 8 years ago at the Olympics. Here is 1994, so I guess that's 26 years ago. I was just about to get on air then. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, showing you what spirit cooking is.
That's tender. You just cut in line, didn't you? Reported attention odor.
For how long?
Oh, about 7 minutes a pound should do it.
Okay, I got your German grub right here.
Bart, is it correct it was odd that Uter disappeared and suddenly they're serving us this mysterious food called Uterbraten?
Oh, relax, kids. I've got a gut feeling Uter's around here somewhere. After all, isn't there a little Uter in all
and
of
again,
us?
Yeah, they can put child flavoring in Pepsi. If they can, it's like the golden child. They try to feed him the blood of a sacrificed child to corrupt him. They're showing you every child's a golden child, and they believe satanically they can corrupt you, that somehow it gives them entry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this is something that's been widespread in Hollywood. I mean,
so let's go to the next clip. There's a longer one of this, but here they are in 1993 talking about a virus meant to bring in total tyranny.
People are so fit here. Everyone looks like they're in a financial services ad. Free sunscreen. So progressive. Do you vaccinate your children?
Of course.
But not stupid progressive.
Okay, now that's a wrong one, but in post, this is live. No big deal, but in post, please, pretty cupcake, please. We played it probably 10 times the last month. It is titled Simpsons 1993 Predicted COVID-19 Lockdown. And they're sitting around going, we're going to use the release of a virus, but a real one to kill a certain amount of people to cause a giant panic and the shutdown of civilization to have full control and force inoculation. And they're just throwing it in their face.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've gotten what they wanted. I mean, you know, as they look at this, I look at 50 years of what's going on with climate change. In about 50 days, they've been able to do this globally. They've been able to implement the Green New Deal. We could call it, I guess, the CDC New Deal or the NIH New Deal or the COVID New Deal. But they've been able to get everything that they want, Alex, and it just continues to go. And what they want is they want us to have a society that's based on austerity. They take down our standard of living. They want to eliminate families.
Yeah. This is their whole...
Oh, yeah.
I know a clip we can have. It's the John Roberts we played 5 times today. We're going to come out of break when you take over. We're going to play that John Roberts clip. Because everybody ignores the fact that the health department is saying this. This is a real video. That it's less than 1%. It's a fraction that are dying. And everybody's like, is this real? Because it's John Roberts, the authority figure, going, this is a bunch of crap, a hoax. My God, take your mask off. Well, he doesn't know the camera's on. So everybody's freaked out about that clip instead of it's the health department admitting it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, David Knight's about to take over for 30 minutes. We appreciate everybody. And then the war room's coming up. And then, like I said, if you're watching this in post later, double cupcakes, triple Frosties with little cherries on top. We're going to have that clip for you because it's amazing. And I will start my show tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central with that clip because it's so powerful to show how they're throwing it in your face. All right, David Knight takes over. Please don't forget the only way we're here on air is your word of mouth. I want to reach people and warn them about the hoax, about the tyranny, about the evil. So tell folks about Vandal Video. Tell folks about all the great shows like David Knight and, of course, The World with Owen Schroyer and myself. And send out those videos because if you don't do it, nobody will. And remember, we've got great products as well. Yeah, the virus is overblown in a hoax, but the martial law and depression's real. So get your storable food now back in stock, ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
This morning, I talked about the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and we can, that's actually a little bit fun to talk about that, because I've been watching these people spend these lives for a very long time. It's tempered by the fact that they've been able to get everything that they want. They don't realize that, but some of them do. AOC does. She's very excited that the oil business is melting down. The problem is that there isn't going to be electricity to run the hospitals in New York City, AOC. Maybe she doesn't understand that. And, of course, it's not just energy. It's also food. As we see farmers destroying eggs, destroying fresh fruit, even potatoes in Idaho. You know, you had a farmer last week, I talked about it. He was giving away about 1 million potatoes because he couldn't sell them. The chain of customers, the supply chain, had been disrupted with the shutdown of restaurants. And we've got a lot of laws that are in place around the country that don't allow restaurants, even though they buy food, they process food, they make it, they deliver it to your table. But no, no, no. In L.A. and in Boston and in many other places, the restaurants are not allowed to sell the food as groceries. They can only go through the extra steps that have already been vetted by a local health department, but they are not allowing them to sell groceries. So basically just shutting them out. So he didn't have anybody to sell to. And he said, my farm's been in business for 133 years, but I'm not planting any more potatoes this season, this year. And so we see, as this is all being shut down, as the oil is being shut down, goes into negative territory, about negative $37 to get rid of a contract that was coming due, a futures contract. And so you think the oil producers are going to be producing any more oil? Do you think the potato farmers, the produce farmers in Florida, the egg and dairy producers who are being forced to pour their stuff down the drain or destroy it because they can't even give it away fast enough, you think we're going to have that as well? I mean, we not only need electricity for the hospitals, we need food for the doctors and the nurses, even if you and I aren't important, right? How about medicine? When you start breaking the supply chain with these lockdowns and these shutdowns, something as, oh, well, it doesn't matter if we have the restaurants, right? Except it kills the farmers. And then that kills food production. And so as we look at our way forward, there is some good news on the horizon. A lot of people are looking at the system that has now been imposed on us with just in a matter of just a few days. And they're saying maybe we don't need the government permissions for all these things to begin with. A good example of this is what's happening in Wyoming. We have a new law there, as Reason is pointing out, that is probably the best food freedom law so far. They're saying that they've had a five-year-old law, and they've been adding different amendments to it that would allow people to have illegal food transactions. Yes, this is the government. This is the government putting their power, their bureaucracy, ahead of you even being able to get food. And so they said they added an amendment that would add low-risk foods such as homemade jams to be sold in grocery stores, to be sold and consumed in restaurants. And then there was a new amendment passed last month that is going to take effect in July. And they said the new amendment will allow them to do animal share. And so basically what they would do is get the U.S. Department of Agriculture and their inspectors out of the business. They would sell the animals to consumers, sell shares of the animals to the consumers, and then they would essentially let the consumers eventually have the animals. This is something that is not legal in the other 49 states. They said the idea for this bill is simple. A rancher on the board of the nonprofit Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund said, let ranchers and farmers sell herd shares for their animals. That way the entire herd is owned by all the customers before slaughter, thereby meeting the exemption standards of the federal law. Now, the rancher doesn't have to jump through the hoops of the Federal Meat Inspection Act and can utilize the smaller mom-and-pop butchers that still exist in some of our small towns. I don't know if they exist in many towns, because the mom-and-pop organizations are the ones that have been hit the hardest with these shutdowns. You know that the big retailers, the Walmarts, the Costcos, and so forth, they're all still in business because they are going to enforce the rules of social distancing and mask wearing and hopping on your left leg, which is going to be coming up next week. No, it's the small mom-and-pops that are struggling for survival. If we can do things like this, then we can come out of this a better country. Because we have to realize that the Constitution, we should at this point understand the Constitution is finally dead. You know, stick a fork in it. It's done. We want to be able to eat, but folks, but we've got to do something about this. As we have quarantine time coming, we have 4 out of 5 parents, according to the UK, say, and that's about 80%, say that they have stronger family bonds since they're spending more time together during the lockdown. They're getting together, they're playing board games, they're making puzzles. They said they found a quarter of families have picked up family gardening. It's a way for them to bond together. It's also a way to brighten up the backyard. It might be a way for you to survive if they completely destroy the food distribution. And make no mistake about it. You know, we have people who think they know better than you in Washington. The fatal conceit about all that is they don't even understand what they have broken at this point. You know, you've broken a lot of people's spirits to the extent that about 80% of them say, well, even if we're allowed to come back out, we don't know if we're going to do that right away. We might stay in place for quite some time. Those 20% who say they're going to do it right away, they're probably the 20% that are making the country run right now in the first place. The good news is that even though 63% of the people like the idea that government has taken more power over their lives, we've got about 40% or so that don't like that, that want to have the decisions in their lives made by them. And when we have people that are forced to do homeschooling, we've now got about 60 million families that have been forced into homeschooling because schools have been locked down. And they're starting to realize what homeschoolers have known all along. As they point out with us, not only have family bonds grown stronger, but community bonds have gotten stronger as well. You know all that stuff about socialization? That was simply to get you socialist. It was not about building community bonds. All of us who do homeschooling know that our kids are related to people of all ages better than people who went through a rigidly age-segregated environment like I did when I grew up. And I've seen the homeschoolers do this as well. Now they're saying that 62% of the parents report their children are more community-minded. About half the kids are running errands for their friends and neighbors. Nearly 3 in 4 respondents say their children are tasked with getting groceries for older people in their community. In other words, they're kind of helping little old ladies across the street. Imagine that. Imagine that. Instead of being institutionalized. Also, 60% of the parents said that they're happier with their partner after just 4 weeks in quarantine. The reality is that as we're starting to experience some of these things, as we see the heavy-handedness of the government protectors, you know, the people who say, well, we're here to protect you, but we're not going to let you have ventilators, when they're telling everybody they needed ventilators. We're here to protect you, but we're going to stand in the way of tests. We're here to protect you, but we don't have any way that we can deliver masks and the tests that we sent out. They're already contaminated with coronavirus. That was the first round of tests that they sent out. As you start to see this, and you start to realize, maybe you start to realize the same people who say that they're putting your health before everything else, the NIH, have been funding, in spite of prohibition, has been funding gain of research, bioweapon research, both here in the United States and also giving $3.7 million to the Chinese. So what's up with this? Can we take these ideas and can we pull it back? I think it's too late to do anything about Washington. I've said for a long time, we've got to cut Washington off. It is a metastasizing cancer. And if you can't see that now, after what they have done to all of us, and how they have misallocated even this money that they call the CARES Act, understand that it's spread as well to the governors in various places. I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to start creating communities, and we're going to have to start watching each other's backs, and those communities are going to be built up of families who are starting to come together. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about Michael Moore's disillusionment. It's called Planet of the Humans, and it debuted today, Earth Day, 50th anniversary of Earth Day. And he's made it available for free because that's kind of what it's worth. But for what it's worth, let's take a look at the education of Michael Moore. It's taken him a long time, 50 years. He's not quite caught on, but he has caught on to some of the schemes that have been there from the very beginning. There's an article on Counterpoint, counterpunch.org. I think this is a UK publication. And listen to the way this starts out. Back in 2007, the environmental organization 350.org was founded by Bill McKibben. The name refers to the theory that 350 parts per million of carbon in the atmosphere is the highest concentration that can occur before the life support system unravels for good. It was already at 385 parts per million when 350 was formed. Now it's at 410 parts per million! Clearly, we're losing the battle against climate chaos. Well, I would say that's one conclusion you could say. I would say that you have lost the argument. You've lost your theory. It's garbage. If we're going to die when it gets to 350, and it was 385 before you even got your website going, and now it's at 410, then obviously this is a bunch of bunk. But as they were going through, talking about how this is, and the mindset of these type of people, they think this is the most important documentary ever, ever. Maybe even more important than the convenient lines of Al Gore. And they express it this way. The bottom line, there are too many clever apes consuming too much too rapidly. See, this kind of forced austerity that we have now adopted through the COVID lockdown is exactly what these people have been after from the very beginning. And when I looked at this, I nearly fell out of my chair. I thought, do these people listen to me? They said, we could power the grid on unicorn farts. I've been laughing at these people, complaining that CO2, and again, they typically don't, is Chris Matthews, before he left, he had on somebody who was preaching about the environment, and he said, they said carbon, because they like to talk about carbon, because it sounds dirty. You know, you think of getting, you know, black soot on your hands. And they're referring to carbon dioxide, of course, what you and I breathe out, and what plants need to survive. This symbiotic relationship here. But Chris Matthews said, you know, carbon monoxide, that stuff will kill you. You know, no, I'm talking about carbon dioxide. They don't know the difference between carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide. And so when they talk about it, I just say, well, you know, it's unicorn farts. But this, we could power the grid on unicorn farts. But if we keep on breeding and consuming, we'll still eat the planet. Yeah, that's the bottom line. That's from Michael Moore. That's the wisdom of Michael Moore. What if green energy cannot save the planet? What if wind farms, solar panels, other green energy projects are not enough to save the planet? And humanity just cannot sustain life as we know it. Does that mean that we now get to throw out the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability? Let's take it out. Well, it's actually already been enacted for a large part of it. And they're accustoming you to living under that forced austerity. They just had a different excuse for it. They just pulled out this rationale and put that in. And they don't have a problem doing that. Because if you go back to 1970, and I remember 1970, I was in high school, when they told everybody that we were going to have a new ice age. And within less than 10 years, they did a 180 and said, no, we're going to have global warming. But the most interesting thing about that was not their inaccuracy of their predictions, but the fact that regardless of going from a new ice age to an idea where everything was going to melt and we were going to die from heat, the solution remained the same. Austerity and eliminating humans. That has always been the same thing. Regardless of what happens, that's always the same solution. And so when he talks about Planet of the Humans, what he's really saying, he could have subtitled it Die Humans, right? Because he wants to, he's referencing, you know, the Planet of the Apes, where humanity basically killed itself. And so as the guy who is directing it, again, Michael Moore produced this, he's got another guy who directed it, and this director walks through, Michael Moore, basically talking to the audience. And he says the best solution is we've got to have fewer children. Infinite growth will be suicide. This is Malthusianism. This is the idea that, hey, you know, look at this. Look at the cities. They are filthy. We've got horses all over the place, excrement in the streets. And there's more horses and carriages this year than I've ever seen in my life. And if this continues to go this way, we are going to be over our heads in horse excrement. And this is the way these guys always think. They never think that somebody's going to develop a car. And Michael Moore says, well, I thought electric cars were a good idea, but I didn't really think about where the electricity was coming from. Well, you know, Michael, it comes out of a wall, of course, right? The group that I used to work with, we pushed back against the renewable scams that Michael Moore has just figured out. And it never failed when we'd have a conference that we would ask people in the audience, what is your favorite source of energy? And you would always have somebody say, electricity. It's not a source, it's a product. And this is what AOC doesn't understand. When she cheers the idea that people are shutting down oil production everywhere. Right now, you got a glut. Right now, you're enjoying cheap prices, but that isn't going to last. If we have broken the supply chains, and this is exactly what these people want to do. I assumed that solar panels would last forever, he said. I didn't know what went into the making of them. He didn't understand, and he still doesn't understand, the energy equation of that. And so when we look at the Earth Firsters, they're still out there pushing the idea. This is CNN. Air quality in the U.S. dramatically worse than in prior years, says a new state of the air report. I guess they didn't get the memo that the factories are closed, the cars are not going down the highway. But, you know, this is where we are with these people. If we can move ahead, if we can look at some of the things that this has exposed, because they've moved so quickly, they may have awakened enough of the people to do something about this. Like I said, the vast majority of the people are happy with the way things are going. They will give more control of their life over to the government. They believe the government's going to help them. You and I know better. And a lot of people are getting a heavy dose of reality that is far more extensive than what Michael Moore has just figured out. Here's an example. The CDC says that poisonings from cleaners and disinfectants are on a sharp rise since the pandemic. They said calls to poison centers about exposure to cleaners and disinfectants increased 20% in the first 3 months of this year. They have freaked everybody out so much about viruses. As I've said on the program, the CDC has turned America ODC, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. That's what we've become, to the extent that people are poisoning themselves trying to disinfect their groceries. But there's another poison that's out there. There's a poison that the CDC has been trying to sell us with their lying statistics for a long time, and that's vaccines, specifically the MMR vaccine. Here's their poison. Could the MMR vaccine help to protect against coronavirus complications, asks the Daily Mail. On behalf of the CDC, of course. They said people over the age of 65 are most likely to die of COVID-19. MMR vaccination began in the UK in the 1960s, meaning that older people miss the MMR. Therefore, according to the mindset of these geniuses, they're dying because they didn't get the MMR vaccine. No, it's not quite that simple-minded, but pretty much. They say that rubella looks similar. It's 29% the same, they said, of the coronavirus. Well, that means it's not the same at all. We're talking about the Planet of the Apes, Planet of the Humans, you know. They're very different, but they're a lot closer than rubella and coronavirus. They said the team has no proof that the MMR vaccine has any impact on COVID-19 patients, but a study is warranted, and you should get your vaccine. Yeah, they're not going to talk about stem cells. They're not going to talk about the fact that you had a Chinese doctor in Wuhan who did an experiment with umbilical cord stem cells and found that he not only cured 100% of the patients, but it also repaired any damage to their lungs. They don't want to talk about stem cells because that's a cure. That doesn't fit their business model. We had Goldman Sachs lecturing the pharmaceutical business, said, look at this particular company. They cured a disease. Don't do that. They made $12 billion the first year, and then they were out of business because they cured this particular disease. And we don't even have time to talk about how the mainstream media is coming after hydroxychloroquine. The bottom line, folks, they're using a VA study where they went after the sickest people that they had in the hospital. And they didn't give them the full treatment either. But this is the way they will spin it. And I wish we had more time, but I'll cover it in detail tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, the David Knight Show. Join me then.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.